Namaste, it is Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. I am loving the responses that I have been getting since last week's episode, How to Heal Ancestral Wounds. For so many of you, it really struck a chord on an area of your life that you've never really touched upon before. And when I first heard that a lot of the things that I was dealing with, self-doubt, confusion, female suppression, came from my ancestral lineage, it was like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. And as weird as it sounded, the more I learned and dived into my ancestral past, the freer I became. So if you haven't listened to that podcast episode yet, episode 30, I recommend definitely checking it out after this episode. It might really, really open up dark places of you that you haven't really accessed before and shine light into it just by thoroughly getting to know yourself. I'm also so excited to announce that my four-week group coaching program, Doshas and Dharma, had such an amazing response. I really wasn't expecting as many applicants as I had gotten, and hundreds of you submitted to me saying that you're ready to find your Dharma, find your life purpose, to go out there, share your mission with this world, but for the purpose of making this planet a better place. And I am in gratitude to you. I bow down to you for taking that mission, because that's what the world needs more of, more people living in their dharmas, living their life in Kriya, which I talk about in episode 26, an effortless flow. So because of this reason, I've decided to open up a second group coaching program for this October. I'll be coaching 10 more people. It will be a small group coaching program, 4 weekly videos, PDFs, group coaching, private Facebook accountability support group. You are really going to get to know yourself in these 4 weeks. I'll be working with you. You'll have the time to do individual coaching with me on the calls. And if you're waiting for self-empowerment to wake up to whatever that mission is, maybe you've been working at a job that you're not really loving, and 30 years later, you're kind of itching to go back to whatever your highest purpose is. Maybe you knew your purpose before and it's shifted. Maybe you're just starting out and you want to begin your career on the right path. Wherever you are on the process, these exercises and accountability processes that I'll be taking you through will really help you access this Dharma, this soul purpose that's ingrained in your DNA, and help you rediscover why you are alive. So you can find that on my website, iamsaharrose.com. I'll post the direct link to that right in the show notes in the podcast information section, so you can find it. And I'm so excited to spend time with you. Now, I'm so excited to share with you this week's podcast episode. This is an interview that I actually did in June, right after I did Maria Marlowe's interview, which is the last interview I played, episode 29. And it's with my other amazing friend, Liana, pronounced Liana because she's Australian, Liana Warner Gray. She is an incredible inspiration. She's going to share with us how she cured cancer herself through her diet, and how now she's the author of The Earth Diet. She wrote a book called 10 Minute Recipes. She recently gave a TEDx talk. She's published by Hay House and has one of the most popular food blogs in the world. She is such an incredible source of information. She's going to be sharing with us how you can literally heal yourself by the ingredients from this planet. And I actually learned so much about her on this episode. I did not know that she had grown up in the outback of Australia within the Aboriginal people, and just that the earth was really her teacher growing up with it all. And she's just the happiest person I've ever met. And I would have never guessed that for her, overcoming ancestral blocks of depression and anxiety and addiction were crucial for her to really operating at the vibration that she is today. So she is a prime example of living at your highest self. And I am so excited to share this interview with her. So I hope you enjoy, sit back and relax, and let the earth heal you with Liana Warner Gray. And I'll have all of her links in the show notes. Namaste. Thank you so much for being here.
Sahara, thank you so much for having me. So fun.
Oh my gosh, so exciting. And, you know, she's just such a wealth of information and knowledge, and it's been such a joy to learn from her. So the first question that I want to ask you, that I ask everyone, is what makes you your highest self?
My highest self would be living my healthiest life possible in this lifetime. And for me, that looks like not being addicted to being addicted, not being addicted to pain and suffering, and not having like vicious cycles of self-sabotage. So health in terms of mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, your books are all about healing yourself from the earth. So I know we were talking about ice cream once, and you were like, yeah, I use like diatomaceous earth. Can you talk about like how you've came across using things from the earth that we would never think about before in recipes, like diatomaceous earth, which is like clay?
Right. Or well, diatomaceous earth is coral, ground up coral.
Okay.
But bentonite clay, I've also put in some ice cream, which is very interesting. And I became fascinated with the earth and everything it provides naturally from a young age. So I grew up in outback Australia, and I was surrounded by indigenous people.
Wow.
And I felt so just in awe of them and how their bodies were so fit and lean, and how they really cared for the earth, and how they would take from the earth to eat and nourish their bodies and sustain their life, but then how they would give back to the earth in this really harmonious, beautiful, sustainable way of living. And so that's when I learned that the earth basically supports our existence. And from, I can remember from being 5 years, my youngest memory of being taught how to find natural sweetness from leaves. So we would take some leaves, and some of them had this residue on the leaves that were sweet, and you suck on them. So that was like literally nature's candy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and finding bush tucker. So that was instilled in me from a very young age. And then my parents are very natural as well, always just living very simple, basic, especially with foods. And yeah, so that was instilled in me from a young age. And then when I moved out of home, I moved to Brisbane City. So I went from Alice Springs to Brisbane City. And that's when I started to indulge in junk foods, because I'd never really had them a lot, or I wasn't allowed to have as much as I wanted. So all of a sudden I found myself being able to eat whatever I wanted at any time of the day. And so I just went crazy for junk foods. And I loved like the sugar high and the rush I felt for 5 or 10 minutes. It felt so good. And also at the time I was running away from bad feelings, feelings of anxiety, depression, also just not having a strong connection with spirit. And so I was using food as my drug to make me to feel better, which of course is crazy because junk foods can only make us feel better for like 2 or 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's just, we feel bad physically and then all that guilt. And so I did that every day for 5 years. I would eat copious amounts of junk food, and I realized I was addicted. And addiction runs in my family, so it's something I've had to battle. It's been a challenge. And then, so after 5 years of doing this, I ended up in hospital. And that was my wake-up call. So I was 21 and I was in hospital, and I had a golf ball-sized tumor, stage 1, in my lymphatic system. So it was huge, like bulging out of my neck. And I also had chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr virus. My immune system was so low, and my blood work showed that I was on the verge of leukemia. So I was like, okay, wow, look what I did to myself. I'm really in a bad situation. So that's when I fully surrendered and I said, universe, what do I need to do to break myself out of this junk food addiction and this vicious food cycle and these impulses that felt so strong? I didn't feel like I had control of them. Like every time I had a craving for something, I didn't even try and battle it. I would just go out and eat it, and felt so bad about myself. So I just fully surrendered. I tried everything for 5 years to give up, and nothing worked. And then that's when I got the message from the universe to go back to my roots and go back to nature and apply everything I learned from a child, but put it in a modern way. So the message I got was, every time I have a craving, honor that craving, but find a way to make it natural. So whether it was gummy bears, cookies, ice cream, burgers, burritos, tacos, like whatever it was, to find a healthier alternative, an upgrade. And so that's when I started the Earth Diet blog. And I declared for 365 days, I'm only going to eat whole foods that come straight from earth, no processed foods, no junk foods. And that's how my story began and flourished. And my blog went viral because I found out a lot of other people were suffering with the same kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then I just continued on the path, and 9 years later, feeling so healthy, better than I've ever felt ever in my life, and feeling even healthier than when I was a teenager before I started eating junk foods. And the earth is really amazing. It keeps surprising me with all these new things that we come across, like superfoods, like tiger nuts and diatomaceous earth and bentonite clay. And it's amazing how it's all there available for our healing.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Wait, so tell me what you put in your cookie dough.
So the cookie dough, I put almond flour or tiger nut flour, so it's gluten free. And then I use real vanilla, a bit of real salt, which is minerals straight from the earth, some cacao nibs or organic chocolate chips, and some maple syrup or honey or dates. And it's amazing how we can get so much nutrition from cookie dough, and it makes us feel so good that we don't crave conventional cookie dough.
Absolutely. And the gummy bears that you were mentioning, what is in that?
Oh, gummy bears. Okay, so I made a recipe for gummy bears, and basically it's a you make a fruit smoothie. So I love doing cherries, just blending up some cherries. That's it, just cherries, and then dehydrating it for 14 hours, and it makes like a fruit leather of cherries. And then what I do is fold it up or squish it up into balls, and it has this bounciness and consistency of gummy bears. And it's just one ingredient, just cherries or just apricots, peaches.
Wow.
So divine. That recipe is in my new book, 10 Minute Recipes,
Oh my
because it
gosh.
takes less than 10 minutes to blend it all up, and then you can put it in the dehydrator and forget about it. If you don't have a dehydrator, you could also use an oven. But definitely gummy bears are more of a process than some foods, but that, I mean, it makes sense. If you want to eat things like gummy
For
bears, we
sure.
should put in more work
Right.
so that we eat
And
them
even a
less.
dehydrator, like before I was so afraid of like, oh, it's a long process, they're expensive. Like I got mine for 30 something dollars on Amazon and it works
Oh,
great.
wow. That's incredible. Great. And then also, if I don't have time to make them, I will buy Surf Sweets, which is one of my favorite brands. And it's organic, so no corn syrup, and also gluten-free. And they're vegan, so not made with gelatin. Don't have to worry about cow's hooves in the gummy bears. So that's my go-to when I'm craving gummy bears.
Amazing. Yeah, like a really common diet that I see today is the Whole30 diet. And the Whole30 diet is about basically not eating anything sweet, anything that could potentially trigger a craving. And they say if you do that for 30 days, the craving stops. So they don't eat even beans. It's like almost like a very strict paleo diet. They don't eat even stevia. They're like, don't make healthy versions of desserts because that could bring you down the spiral. Which for me, I'm like, I could never do that. But a lot of people love it. So what's your opinion on that sort of thing?
I think that the Whole30 is a great cleanse. It's something to do maybe once a year, but it's not realistic for somebody to live in this modern life and never have anything sweet. And I also believe that God places natural sweets on this planet for a reason. We have fruits for a reason. As long as we stay away, and this is what I've committed to, is in my life for the rest of my life, I don't need to have corn syrup ever again. I don't need to have white sugar ever again. The only sugars I focus on are maple syrup, honey, dates, Lakanto, just beautiful, natural
I need to send you some of
sweets.
the Lakanto maple syrup. So
Yeah,
good.
that'd be awesome. Put it on my pancakes. Yeah. So I believe that's more realistic to be living consistently healthy for the rest of our lives rather than do like intense detox. But I do think it's a great cleanse to help just cleanse out the body and also cleanse out some candida, and that helps with having less cravings for sugar.
Definitely. Well, that's amazing. So what sort of you said that your spirit guides and things like that, how did that start for you? Like, how did you start to build a relationship with your own spirit?
Well, I always felt kind of like guided from a very young age, but I didn't really know what it was. When I was at school, we learned a lot about indigenous spirituality, and they believe in earth and spirit, source energy, and basically just energy. So I had those memories from a young age, and I remember my mom telling me that she'd never seen a fairy before, but she believed that fairies existed, and that maybe if I stayed open to believing that, I would see some fairies one day. And she said fairies live, you know, in the bush. And so she kind of created this like magical essence in me that I believed was possible. And then when I was 16, I found myself reading the Bible, and I just really loved the message from Jesus Christ and how he is just a stand for unconditional love and peace. And so I connected to spirit that way. And then over the years, I've just developed a go-to when if I feel like if I'm in trouble or if I need help or if I feel depressed, I will call on my guides and say, angels, fairies, Jesus Christ, higher self, source energy, all of those good, like amazing higher self beings, please help me with this situation. And also thank you. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. And yeah, I think like a lot of us, we don't realize that we have like people up there looking out for us, and we have like our squad that's like wants us to succeed,
We have a squad,
Yeah, we totally
totally.
do. And I think it's amazing that, so many parents tell their kids like, oh, your imaginary friend is fake, fairies are fake, Santa Claus is fake. And it's amazing that your mom was like, oh yeah, like fairies are real. I haven't seen them, maybe you will.
Yes, I'm so grateful for that, for sure.
Yeah, and your next book is called.
Fairy food. Da, da,
Yeah.
da, da, da. Yes, and fairy food is basically how fairies would eat, and fairies represent well, fairies are environmental angels, basically. So angels kind of live more in the heavenly realm, whereas fairies really live in the environment and the earth. And if you feel very passionate about the earth and environment and helping clean it up and helping people be healthy, and you yourself only want to eat healthy, then you definitely embody some fairy energy, and you can call on the fairies to help you. Whenever I lose something in my apartment, I'm just like, where is my phone charger? And then I'm like, okay, instead of getting frustrated, I'm like, fairies, where's my phone charger? And it's such a fun game because I'll get like a quick vision of where it is and I'll just be guided to it. So, fairies really are like a stand for having more fun in life and not like stressing out and getting frustrated and crazy, not having anxiety or depression, and just being able to lean on them for that. And fairies love parties, and also fairies love to eat a lot of sweet things that come straight from nature. So my next book, Fairy Food, has a lot of well, it's all vegan too, all plant-based vegan recipes. Personally, I'm not actually a vegan. I would say I'm 80% vegan. But this book is completely vegan and just beautiful looking, like smoothie jars and desserts, like cashew ice creams with chocolate sauce and raspberries on top, and just all the beautiful, like little sweets that we love, that are very light and healthy and nourishing. And we can eat them and then continue on our journey of our mission of helping Mother Earth and helping ourselves be the healthiest we can be in this life.
For sure. And I love how you say continue on your mission, because that's something that like I almost forgot about. I remember I used to be addicted to junk food too, and like after you stop, you're like you can't continue doing your work and doing this. You're so physically drained and exhausted. And then the guilt too, because you're like, why did I do that? I'm such a this. I'm going to start a diet. I would like Google like how to like undo the foods that you ate, and like it becomes a cycle, and you can't continue on your path of like being your highest self when you're too busy stressing about what you just ate.
And that's why I felt like I was in my own like jail. I felt like I was in prison and I was creating it, and my whole world revolved around food. It was terrible. It was like I didn't go to events or didn't meet with friends if I had just had a binge on junk food, because I felt so terrible and I would just have to sleep it off. And I felt like I wasn't in control. And that's the worst feeling, not
Absolutely.
feeling like we're in control of an addiction or craving. And that's the thing, we are in control of any addiction that we might have or cravings we might have. And one tool that I used, or I teach people, is start saying, I'm in control of the addiction, instead of the addiction is in control. So just accepting, if you do have an addiction, like so many people have addictions, it's actually quite a normal thing. And that's something like we're all trying to break here on this human path. So just saying, I choose this. I'm choosing to, if you find yourself eating junk food, you could say, you know what? I'm choosing this. I'm choosing to eat this junk food right now. And just choosing it and accepting it in that moment gives you so much more power. It gives you your power back. But I hope that everyone can break free of addiction and eating junk foods, because I suffered so much for 5 years, and it was the worst 5 years ever. It really, really sucked. And I didn't know that it was possible to be free of it. And now that I'm free of it, I know it's possible. And so now I just feel like so guided to share this and to teach this and to help others break out of it. Mm-hmm. Because we don't need to suffer like that for the rest of our life. We just do not.
Mm-hmm. And do you think you would be where you are on your spiritual path if you hadn't changed your diet? Like, do you think it's possible to evolve spiritually and still eat junk foods?
Interesting. I think to a certain level, but I think that once we do like shift our awareness to higher consciousness, mm-hmm. that there is that connect or that click of like, why am I eating low vibrational foods? Because that's what junk food is. And it
was. Can you explain what that means, low vibrational foods?
Okay. Yeah. So we have high vibes and low vibes, mm-hmm. right? And so high vibrational foods are foods that come straight from nature. So literally going out to your backyard and picking an apple off the tree or blueberries off the bush or carrots out of the ground. Those foods are so alive with energy, mm-hmm. and they're so nutrient rich and they provide the most nutrition, like alive, alive. So that's very high vibrational. Mm-hmm. And low vibrational foods are foods that don't have life energy in them. Mm-hmm. Foods that are just like dead matter. So foods that are created in a lab, mm-hmm. and so they have a chemical structure rather than a natural structure, and then they go through all these processes and they throw all these chemicals in together, all of these dyes and artificial flavorings, and then they go through all of these machines, and then they package them in really toxic packaging like plastic, and then they ship them across the world, and they fly, maybe they get on 3 flights before they even get to the store. So those are very, very low vibrational foods, mm-hmm. and those foods will create disease in our body.
Mm. And you brought up an interesting point about the packaging. So a lot of health foods are in plastic packaging. Do you think that that's affecting the nutritional quality?
I do think it's affecting it to some degree. I would say like eating a health food that's in plastic packaging is still an upgrade to eating processed food that's in plastic packaging.
Right.
But a lot of health companies are starting to use recyclable plastic, so at least it can be recyclable and mm-hmm. you can put it in your compost in your garden so it breaks down. So that's a lot better for the environment. And then also I've seen some people are using plastic that they've created from corn. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really great. It's much cleaner. It's amazing how on this planet we're really shifting our ways and upgrading all of our ways to be a healthier.
Are there any companies you know that are doing that?
I know that Juice Press do that.
They're plastic as well.
And also rawchocolateman.com, he does that. So he uses compostable plastic.
Okay.
And he makes the most incredible high vibrational raw chocolate on this planet that I've ever tried. It is amazing. Like chocolate peanut butter cups, chocolate almond butter cups. He also makes a chocolate avocado pistachio bar.
Yum.
So yummy. And it's all handmade. They infuse Reiki in the chocolate when they're making it. Talk about high vibrational. Mm. And you feel it when you eat it. You just feel like, whoa, feel such great vibes. And you don't need to eat a lot because it's very fulfilling.
Totally. So you mentioned the energy that the person creating the food has also has to do with how high vibration it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you do when you're cooking to make the food more high vibe?
Yeah, I love that. So I talk to my food a lot, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, hi, celery, you're looking so amazing and crisp and fresh today. So it's like we're a team. And then I'm like, I'm about to enjoy you, you know, thank you so much. And I'm going to take on your energy of just being so clean and looking so beautiful and plump and crisp and toned. So I will
talk. Looking so fit today, celery.
Yeah, we are what we eat, right? So if you want to get more toned, look at the foods in nature that just look really toned. Carrots and celery, ginger, things that are really hard, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're feeling a little bitter in life, look at the foods from nature that are looking lush and sweet and look like fun to eat, like an orange or blackberries or
like
raspberries.
A persimmon, I think of that.
Or a peach. Yeah. Oh, big, nice, juicy peach. Yeah.
That's amazing. So you talk to your foods, you just kind of become friends with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'll give thanks.
Are you like, now I'm going to kill you?
Yeah. And I feel
as
like they're like,
yeah,
they're like, okay.
You said I was fit.
Yeah. And giving gratitude also for the food. Mm-hmm. And this also helps to slow down the process of eating. So rather than us just being like, ah, eating, mm-hmm. then once we have more gratitude for the food, it helps with our digestion so much more because mm-hmm. we get the whole process mm-hmm. a lot more. And then when we eat it, we're really like appreciating it and it just goes through our system a whole lot better.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I noticed that when I started culinary school and I was really cutting the food and like noticing like the lines and the folds and like the ways that you can cut it. When I would eat that food, I was so much slower and more appreciative because of all the work and the time and effort and also the attention to detail. Like I didn't know that there are so many ways you can cut a tomato and this and that. And that makes you, when you're eating it, like, wow, like God created this.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. And that's the best feeling.
Yeah. It's like when you're underwater and you're like seeing all the colorful fish and you're like, is this real life? And like, yeah. That's how I feel when I look at like fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. And that's when you're in a really good place with your health.
Yes, yeah. Totally. Yeah. And so you were not at a good place with your health. So how old were you when you found the tumor and like, what was your first thought?
Well, I was 21. I was in hospital and my first thought was like, I did this to myself.
You knew immediately.
I knew immediately because I had deprived myself of nutrition for 5 years mm-hmm. and I had put so much toxins into my body and the stage 1 cancer was in my lymphatic system, which is the body's sewage system. Mm-hmm. And so I just put way too much garbage into my system.
Were you ever overweight or your body just...
I was 2 sizes bigger than I am now. So I was definitely mm-hmm. heavier and I felt overweight and I was bloated and I had skin issues. Overweight doesn't really run in my family. What runs in my family is cancer. So it makes sense that I developed cancer, whereas some people might just gain a bunch of weight and be obese rather than get cancer. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that showed up for you and that your body was so able to reverse. It was almost like your body was giving you a sign like, hey, you need to stop this right now.
Yeah, my lymphatic system was like, stop. You've put way too much rubbish into your body. I cannot help you anymore. You're going to have to help me, basically.
And were there any specific cleanses that you did afterwards to help drain your lymphatic system?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a lot of natural processes, which I talk about in my first book, The Earth Diet. Okay. So things that I did was I started juicing every single day. So okay. I was juicing 6 times a day.
Oh, wow.
And that's a lot of juice. But when we're really in a health crisis, we have to overdose our system on nutrition. So I was doing 6 juices a day and I started developing recipes for my favorite foods, but in a clean way. And so that was detoxing my system. I also
did green juices, or did you change them?
A mixture of green juice and beet juice. Okay. Yeah. And the beet was really starting to clean out my gut and my lymphatic system. Very, very powerful beet juice. And then I was also drinking bentonite clay because mm-hmm. I went to get a live blood test done and I could see in live real time my blood and I had like little parasites. They look like worms invading my blood, and it was the most terrifying thing to see. And I was like, that's going on inside of my body. And in that moment, that's when the natural doctor said, you should start drinking bentonite clay because it'll absorb the parasites and lock it into its antibodies and take out the parasites when they leave the body. So I started drinking bentonite clay.
I do that like with my people on the Candida cleanse.
Oh, nice.
We drink bentonite clay every day.
Oh, good. It's so good. Yeah. It's such a goddess drink.
And also
too.
Armpit detoxes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I would put bentonite clay on my neck mm-hmm. and also under my armpits because the lymphatic system runs through the armpits. And then I would bathe in bentonite clay also. And I also would bathe in Epsom salts to really detox stuff out. Mm-hmm. And then I did a colonic and a coffee enema every other day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For 2 months. Wow. I did a lot of colonics and coffee enemas, but I really needed to clear out my system.
Were you just drinking juice or were you eating foods too?
I was eating foods also. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because just drinking juice or doing a juice cleanse did not really work for my system. And that's not...
You're very vata. You're naturally very skinny. So it would be too much for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it felt like I just dropped. And that's why just making real foods helped. Mm-hmm. Rather than the juice cleanse. And then I did reflexology. I also did, you know, those vibrating machines that you stand on?
Yeah, and they're the like, shaking machines. Yeah.
So I did that to help drain my lymphatic system. And I did massage as well to help drain my lymphatic system. I did more walking in nature with my shoes off and lots of breathing.
Wow.
So all of that big cleanse, and I write like the exact protocol I did in my book.
That's amazing. Wow. I mean, that sounds like stuff that we should all be doing every day. Like, I mean, we don't need to do all of that every day, but at least incorporate some of those things. Exactly. And then now, like, what is your lifestyle? Like, how much of these practices do you still continue?
I still do them, and it's just become my way of life. Mm-hmm. So I'll drink bentonite clay on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, last night I went out and I had a couple of tequilas, which, by the way, if you choose to drink alcohol in your life, tequila is the most natural alcohol, straight from the agave plant, and it doesn't have sulfites, so it doesn't make you feel inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so drinking bentonite clay helps to like absorb the alcohol. And then I also drink activated charcoal. I still do diatomaceous earth, and I do bentonite clay masks all the time and in my hair as well. And then I drink a juice every single day. That's my rule in my life. For the rest of my life, I'm so committed to having one juice every single day.
Amazing.
Yeah, because that's the fastest way for us to get nutrition into our body on a cellular level, to every single cell mm-hmm. in our body. And so we do get nutrition from foods, but juicing is just like a powerful dose of nutrition. So I look at it like it's medicine. So mm-hmm. every single day I'll have a juice. So
do you ever do smoothies or just juice?
I do juice, yeah. I mean, I do smoothies as well, but the juice is my foundation. Mm-hmm. And that's because it doesn't have fiber, so it doesn't make me feel heavy, and my body doesn't have to use a lot of energy to break it down because it doesn't have the fiber.
Right. Yeah, I mean, your story is very similar to Chris Carr's, who also healed herself with juice and is very committed to juicing every day.
Well, Chris Carr still has cancer. Mm. So what Chris Carr is committed to is, and she's amazing, love Chris Carr, yay. Mm. Chris Carr is committed to enjoying her life, even if she has cancer. So she's not like obsessed and stressing out about healing it. Of course she would love to heal it, but she just wants to live a crazy, sexy life.
Yeah.
Even with cancer. And I love that message, because no matter what's going on in our life, like in our family life, personal life, business life, we can still enjoy a lot of moments in our life.
Mm, I love that. So for someone who maybe they have realized this has hit home with them, like they're eating a lot of stuff from packages, and maybe they're not even controlled their food, their parents or their spouse are making it. What are like the first tips you would recommend? Like the first maybe recipes or things to change?
Mm-hmm. I would say pick your biggest obstacle first and upgrade that. So for me, it was chocolate. That mm-hmm. was my number one biggest craving, and that's what I would eat the most. So, and I would eat like the terrible chocolate that had dairy and white sugar and soy lecithin, just not good for us. So the first thing I did, the very first recipe I made was chocolate balls.
Mm.
And that fulfilled all my chocolate cravings, and I felt no guilt about eating.
With dates, what did you put in them?
I put honey and sometimes agave mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I'd say number one would be pick your biggest obstacle and replace that. Mm-hmm. And then two would be have a fresh juice every single day, because no matter how bad you feel or how stressed you feel, you can't help but feel better after having a juice. Mm-hmm. It just, our intelligence knows that we get so much nutrition mm-hmm. from juice, and we need nutrition every single day.
Are just as effective?
The packets of
juice? Like the green powders and things like that?
I think they should be a backup system. Mm-hmm. They're not as effective because they're not as alive mm-hmm. as a fresh juice. Mm-hmm. So the ultimate way of us to live is to go out to our backyard and pick foods straight from our backyard and mm-hmm. eat it. So alive with nutrition. And when we juice it, we are getting so much, like a very high dosage of it. But then if you're not able to get a fresh juice every single day, then have like a backup system. Like I have Fresh Greens, PH, Fresh Greens, and that's my backup system. And that has like 20 greens, collard greens and kale, spirulina, chlorella, mm-hmm. and I just mix that with water. So if I can't for some reason have a juice, then that is my backup. Yeah.
Absolutely. And do you recommend drinking juice just before, or is it fine also to drink after a meal?
I would say depending where you're at, if you're just starting, just get a juice in at any time mm-hmm. of the day. In the morning, if you eat a bunch of pancakes, like at nighttime before bed, just any time. But once you're more at peace with it and more in harmony with the natural lifestyle and you're more consistent with health, I would say have it separate. Like have it in the morning or lunchtime, or even you could do a dinner fast. A lot of us eat way too much foods than we need to. So you might just be fulfilled with having a juice for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, for me, when I drink a juice, it's like a meal for me, because we don't realize like how many just nutrients are in that. It's like you're eating like four heads of kale and like all these whatever else. So for me, like my body's like, oh my God, so much nutrition. I'm like full. But like, for example, my boyfriend will be like eating his meal while drinking the juice. I'm like, I don't really know if that's like the best thing.
Yeah, I mean, some people like that. For me, I like to have it separate.
Yeah.
And then after I drink the juice, I say, thank you. Wow, I'm getting so much nutrition. And I just imagine and visualize all of that nutrition going into every single cell. So I allow my body to fully absorb that juice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting. So from an Ayurvedic perspective, they don't recommend juice. And the reason is because it is cold for the body, and it's all about warming up the body. But that's something that I don't agree with Ayurveda, because I think it contains so many nutrients, and you can add something like ginger or turmeric or root vegetables, and that makes it warming as well.
Yes.
So it's interesting to see how it has helped you so much, and then other people are weary about it being too cold, and how like just the progression of health, like there were no juicers before. So the reason Ayurveda warns against it is because they didn't have a juicer. So it's a very kind of new concept.
Right. But we also didn't have a lot of health problems.
Exactly.
So that's why we have juice machines to help reverse.
It's like medicine.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, people could go and get injections with vitamins, like vitamin C. But I think juicing is great. And I mean, if you look at it in nature, you could have like a natural juice press, you know, grab a tomato or an apple and like lots of pressure and just squeeze it and juice it and you have juice. So
get a juicero machine.
So I'm definitely an advocate for juice, and I've seen it heal so many people of cancer, of eating disorders, of acne, of thyroid issues. Yeah, it's helped heal a lot of things. And that's why I love your message with Ayurveda, because you're bringing a more modern approach to it.
Yeah, because there's no denying that it has helped so many people. We've both seen fat, sick, and nearly died, which I think who you just met up with or are about
to meet up with. Yay!
So I think there's no denying of its powerful benefits, and it's just knowing what are the right kinds of juices for your needs, and the juices that you had when you were cleansing are different than the ones you have for maintenance. And it's like, you know, it's like when you're making a tea or an herbal concoction, like it's just picking what you need out of nature's closet.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and there's no denying how much nutrition we get from juicing. It's like a lot of nutrition.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you're making me crave a juice right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Okay, amazing. So, and your next book is Fairy Foods. When's that going to be out?
That will be out in April 2018. Woohoo!
Yay, so exciting. It's with Doreen.
Doreen Virtue. Yes. Yeah. So if anyone out there believes in angels, you probably have heard of Doreen Virtue. So I'm very excited to collaborate with her on Fairy Food. Yay.
Wonderful. Okay. So where can we find you to learn more and to make your recipes and just connect with you?
You could just type in the Earth Diet into Google, and I'll come up, my website will come up, and all my social media. But I love connecting with people on social media every day, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And then this is the book that I wrote second for people who just are very busy and need like a lot of fast recipes. So they're the Earth Diet recipes, but made in 10 minutes or less, like the cookie dough, the acai bowls, even bean burgers, chickpea fries. And there's a meat eater section in here as well as a vegan section. So these are available on Amazon. So you can also find me on Amazon.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, I think that's so necessary. 10-minute recipes.
Like,
sometimes I look at recipe books and I'm like, oh my God, it's just so complicated. And that's what we need. So thank you for making that and putting it out there.
Yay. Thanks so much for having me, Sahara.
Yay, of course. So your Instagram is at?
At The Earth Diet.
The Earth Diet. And then Liana
Werner Gray. Yeah. So I have two Instagram accounts, The Earth Diet and my name, Liana Werner Gray.
Okay. And I'll put those in the show notes.
Awesome.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for having and sharing your journey with us and embodying your highest self.
Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you guys if you have any questions or comments. Or... Yes. Yay.
Bye.
Bye.